Welcome to episode 6 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Here we are then, and today's show is going to be a little bit shorter than usual, as I'm rushing around this week and time really isn't my friend. It's all very exciting, and all will be explained in due course, but the main thing you guys need to know is that there won't be any break in your weekly show. It's business as usual for the Active Photographer, and episode 7 will of course be with you next Monday. As a result, there's just one on-location recording this week. With a few minutes spare before catching my train back after a shoot in London, I'm talking about the technical and aesthetic considerations involved in corporate portraiture. That's coming up a little later, but first, do you like picture books? I posted a small piece on the GBP blog this morning talking about the importance of photographers creating work for themselves, not just for their clients. Coffee table books are a great way to showcase work. With little or no editorial in them, the photographs themselves are left to get the message across. Now, I'm a sucker for picture books of any kind, not just photography. But then I've always been someone with a thirst for knowledge, and I just love being inspired. I recently bought a copy of Chase Jarvis' book, Seattle 100, Portrait of a City, and I'd seriously recommend you take a look yourself, especially if rich, contrasty, black and white portraits are your thing. Like I say, I've put a few thoughts down on the blog, so do check it out and let me know your opinions too. And a direct link to this post is in this week's show notes. Right then, let's get to that audio and catch up with me as I prepare to make my way back from London after a shoot. I'm sat around the corner from Waterloo train station. I've just finished a corporate portraiture shoot, and I thought I'd just put a few thoughts down to tell you guys a bit about the process. Where I'm sat here, I'm trying to find a spot that's a bit out of the wind. I'm sat on my Pelly case, which doubles up as a nice seat. I've got about, where are we now? Probably about 20 minutes or so before my train. And I'll explain a little bit about the process that's involved once I get back to my office. So this morning, yes, it was a 2-hour shoot, and the setting was the offices of an international corporate. It was their London offices, of course, and the setup was very simple. It was one camera, one lens, and a couple of lights. These two kits, as it were, I've brought along in two simple cases. One is my Pelican case, which I believe is a 1510, which is just the right size to hold about six lenses and a couple of camera bodies and a few accessories and bits and pieces. The other one is actually it's sort of a camera case and not the case I have my lighting kit in. It's actually a Lowepro soft, one of the original Trekker rucksacks, but that's actually held inside a very sturdy suitcase, which is kind of good. It offers the protection, but it also doesn't look like a camera case, which is, for security purposes, that's not always a bad thing. Inside that lighting case, wonderful bottle bank being emptied in the background. Inside that case, the lighting that I was using today was actually my halogens, a couple of 1,000 watt halogen lamps that are on stands. Those were pointed or directed up to the ceiling, which threw a nice soft light down on my subject. It was just a single gentleman who needed his picture taken for a forthcoming conference. Just a very simple head and shoulders sort of approach. Now, the Pelly case, as I says, has my camera kit in, and today I was using a Nikon D3 with an 80-200 lens, which is an old film lens, but still does the job, lovely and sharp, and with the lighting that I was using, you know, there's no issues with sort of clarity. It's really, really nice and very simple. The shutter speeds, for those that are interested in this sort of detail, we're shooting at around about 800th of a second, so not that there was much movement with the subject, but if he had been more, you know, animated, if he was giving a presentation or something, that would have been enough to freeze the movement. So that's the technical side of things. The actual room itself, and I will hopefully be blogging about this, so you'll be able to see some examples of the room setup and what have you. it was very typical of so many offices that you find in the city here. The interior was very nice. It's nice, simple colours and what have you. There's nothing distracting with the background that I chose. Now, there are different ways that you can approach backgrounds. You can bring a background to set up and put in the corner of the room, and that's fine. Or you use what is already existing. And with corporate portraiture, it's always nice to have a reference either to the boardroom setup or to the general environment. So what we did today was to raise the draw cord blinds that were covering these big windows along one side of the room. And so the view beyond was the City of London. It was other office blocks, which were, you know, in themselves pretty grey buildings. They're quite neutral in that sense. Now, the blinds themselves were actually neutral in colour, but having looked at the imagery which this particular company already has, I wanted to keep the appearance quite similar. So although not identical, obviously, because it was different rooms in previous occasions, at least the general feel of these backgrounds fitted in nicely. So on this occasion, the blinds were pulled up, and through the camera and at the taking stage, the actual appearance, because the halogens have a warm tone to them, the appearance of this background through the window, these buildings, was actually quite, grey blue, which is really nice. It actually adds, it supports the warmth that you will get of the subject. Now, what I will be doing in post-production, such as it is, I'll actually be colour correcting to make sure that the subject is actually neutral. But then what that'll also do is affect the background colour, which will again bring out the kind of the blue sort of tones in there. So it was, as I say, it was a quick sort of two hour affair. There's not really a lot more to say about that, because the other time that the pictures themselves didn't take so long to take, but we were also discussing a forthcoming shoot, which is actually a conference which is coming up. And that is actually going to be something like 6 or 7 hours. So it was nice to touch base with the client to talk about that, and also to see how all these images, you know, what we're going to be doing with them, how they're going to be used, and so forth. Now, I alluded to the fact that when I get back to the office, I have a bit of work to do. Well, on this occasion today, is something a little bit different. The pictures that I took today, and they're only going to be a small number that are going to be supplied, because that's all that's required. These are actually going to be uploaded through the client area of my website, and those pictures then will be accessed by the client using their own password that I give them. And then the lady that I was dealing with today, she will actually download those and forward them where they need to go, which in this case is New York. It's their New York office, and they are also having a conference that they need this particular portrait to be used to illustrate some of the slides that are going to be in the presentation there. So the rest of my day, and as I look at my watch, it's just about 1:30 in the afternoon. Once I'm back, I'm just going to back up these pictures, select the images that we've decided on, do the colour corrections. They will then be uploaded via FTP through to my website. That won't take a great deal of time given the small number of pictures on this occasion. And then an email will be sent to the client, and she will download the pictures and they will be sent to New York. Now, of course, the other option will be to send an email directly to New York to a contact who I, before now, I'm not aware of. And they can then download the pictures. But as is often the case, we want to keep it simple, and time is of the essence. So it's much easier on this occasion to deal with the same contact in this organisation, and she can deal with her colleagues in America. Like I say, just a quick update today, because I've got to go and catch this train and I haven't had any lunch yet, so I just might be able to catch hold of a quick sandwich or something before I have to board the train. As ever, if you've got any questions about this shoot, my approach, London photography, anything like that, email issues, whatever you want, just give me a shout and I will happily answer any questions you might have. Mm-hmm. I mentioned there that I will also be writing a related blog post, and that will be online just as soon as I get a moment. In a future show, I'll also be talking to you as I unpack my kit after that shoot, so you'll get a little bit more of an insight into what's involved with shoots of that kind. It's time to draw this week's show to a close, as I have to head back to the grindstone and juggle the many tasks that are lined up for me over the next 7 days. But first, I just want to thank those of you who have taken the time to either send an email or chat with me on Twitter, or even those that have commented on the blog in this past week. I've been looking at the show's stats, and it seems that word is spreading. Getting feedback from listeners is a great indication that The Active Photographer is slowly but surely gathering its following, and as you know, I really encourage you to get involved. Conversation supports creativity, so don't be shy, hit a link and get in touch. You can check out the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. Or if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, as usual, you can find me on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. You can have a look at my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry it's been a bit of a shorter show for you this week, but take care, and I will speak to you all very soon.